boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Oh, I feel like I can let out a sigh of relief because I signed a lease this morning.
Nice.
Oh, it feels
atta
so
girl.
Good. I know, right? Yay. Spending real adult money, man. That hurts. But I feel like the most exciting part about securing a new place, which I'll move into midsummer probably, is getting to like redecorate your space, move stuff around. And I live for that. But now I don't know how to stop myself is the problem. Because I want all new things, right? I'm like, new place, new vibe. Ooh, I want a new comforter. Ooh, maybe I need a new lamp or a new coffee table. And TikTok's not helping because these people on there are like, redecorate my living room with me in 24 hours. And I'm like, oh, how'd you do that? Lots of money, probably.
Probably won the lotto or something.
Seriously, like it's been, I don't know, 8 hours since I've signed the lease. And I'm like, okay, where can I find $1 million? To do it all at once. It's not possible. It's not feasible. So now I feel like I have to kind of have a get real moment with myself, which is, what am I going to prioritize making the homiest first, right? Because I got things in my bedroom I want to do, the living room, but like, where do I begin, I guess, is what I'm struggling with.
Yeah.
So I don't know, because I started looking at new bed frames last night, which fell into comforters, which then fell into lamps. And then I was looking at coffee tables, and then I was looking at kitchen organizers. So I'm unhinged, truly.
You really are.
I need my card to be suspended because I'm scared of what I'm capable of.
Yeah,
when I'm
a
left
little
alone.
Scared for you too.
I don't know what the answer is.
I have a feeling
is.
You're going to be buying a lot and eating a lot of ramen noodles to get you by.
I know, right? And I'm like, am I willing to do that? We'll see. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think you will.
I shouldn't be left unattended for the next several days.
So you're about to take on a new fun adventure of moving here soon in like the middle of the summertime into a new place, which I'm really excited for you. Also terrified for you because I have moved twice in less than a year.
Oh, God.
And it is not fun. But you're excited because you're going to like start to buy things and redecorate, which is like the only exciting thing about moving, honestly. But I will tell you my process of decorating, because it sounds like you want to just redecorate everything all at once.
I want to behave like I am a millionaire and I just want to like redo it all, which I know I can't do. So I need to prioritize a little bit.
That is not how I did it. But what I ended up doing is I picked a room at a time. And I always start with the bedroom because that's usually where I spend the most time. And I always just like want the bedroom to be very intimate, very, I don't know, me as much as possible, relaxing. Because if a bedroom isn't relaxing and intimate, then I'm not going to have fun there. And it's not going to be like me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I always start with the bedroom and I try to glam it up as much as I can. And then from there, I move on to the kitchen.
Really? See, that's what I'm like probably least excited about.
I do the kitchen every single time because, well, I'm still in the process of buying like like, you know, your utensils and stuff and your pots and pans. I think for the most part, I'm pretty good. But like I probably spend the second most time in the kitchen.
Ew,
then I would do the living
fun.
Room. Then I would do the living room.
Oh, see, I can't decide. You say you spend the most time in your bedroom. And I feel like I spend the same amount of time in my bedroom as I do in the living room. And that's where I'm struggling.
Where do you like to relax the most? Is it the bedroom or
the
living
I never
room?
Relax. I'm always on edge.
That's your first problem. Because I would pick where you want to relax first.
Okay.
If that's the bathroom, then do the bathroom.
No.
If it's the she shed, do the she shed. I don't know.
I wish I had a she shed.
I know, me too, every day.
Yeah, I think my first order of business is learning how to relax.
That would be.
I'll figure it out from there.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Do you ever like just want to kind of, I don't know, live on the edge and be a criminal for a day?
I think about it quite often.
not shocking at all. No, I feel like it's those like intrusive thoughts where you're like, I could, but I shouldn't do that. I will go to jail. There is a vending machine going viral because it's kind of like itching that scratch, I guess you could say. It is called the Mystery-O-Matic.
And what does that mean?
Well, it's a vending machine in, I think it's Germany, it looks like. It's in a train station, which is very mysterious. And in this vending machine, they sell unopened mystery packages. And I'm not talking about the ones that were like big during quarantine times where you'd order like a mystery package and not know what's in it. It's literally like unclaimed mail, like Amazon packages and stuff. It's probably not marked on the front. You can probably tell from the size of the box, like maybe what's in there. But yeah, you put in your couple dollars, however much it is for that vending machine, and then out comes a package that you have no idea what you just paid for, and you get to keep it.
Dude, I saw a lot of this during like you said, like COVID times, that like people were going to like markets or something like that, and they would get to like bid on a package, or you would just pay a dollar and you would get all this mail, and maybe it would be some Amazon packages of some sort. People get some gnarly things.
That's why I'm like,
I just don't know if we do it around here.
I would love this, honestly. I feel like maybe sometimes it would be like, I just wasted
$200.
Yeah, I wasted some money on that. But can you imagine if you got something like really magical?
That's what I think.
And really expensive.
That'd be cool.
So, no, never mind. I was going to say, if anybody wants to go grab some packages and put them in a vending machine, you shouldn't do that.
Well, don't steal.
It's the intrusive thoughts.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Lord, help me, please. Why are you looking?
I don't. I'm like, what do you want me to do, woman?
I need help, Taylor. And I feel like as someone who's in a pretty healthy, happy relationship with her boyfriend, I could use some advice from you.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, I mean, going solid with neighbor man, right? Everything's good and dandy. However, we've unlocked a new level in the relationship.
Oh, boy. Okay.
The level of man eyes are in full effect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they've been before, you know?
You haven't noticed it.
Definitely haven't. But, oh, my God, his man eyes are so bad right now. It's to the point I want to rip my hair out. Mm. So it happened the other day. On Sunday, we wanted to get a couple of things from like TJ Maxx and Home Goods. So we went to the store. And I know one of the things he wanted to get were those like massage guns that like can massage your muscles after a workout or whatever. I let him be at TJ Maxx. I let him go wander to go find one of them. I knew they had to have one of those things. TJ Maxx got everything.
Well, yeah. And they have like a workout section.
Yes.
That feels like something they would have.
I wander in the purse section because that's the type of girly I am, right?
Okay.
And the makeup thing. And then eventually I come back to him in the center and he goes, there's no massage gun here. And I'm like, okay, that stinks, whatever. Sorry. I swear I thought that they would have one here.
Yeah.
Well, last night I just wanted to go to TJ Maxx because I practically live there.
It was a Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday. I wanted to go there. So I went again last night and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to look for myself. Taylor, when I say they had a whole freaking section of them, how could he miss it?
Because he didn't look.
He didn't look. He didn't open his man eyes. So then it gets worse. Today, he wanted to take his like multivitamin because I was taking my multivitamin. So then he wanted to take his multivitamin. He grabs the container. He sets it down. Then he walks away and he's like, I can't find the container. I don't know where it went. And I was like, you literally had it 2 seconds ago. You were here and then you went to the bathroom. So it's either here or it's in the bathroom.
Oh my.
And he looked both places, could not find it for the life of him. It was in the bathroom on top of the hamper. I don't know how he missed it because it was very visible. And it's a big giant bottle.
Oh my God.
See, then,
oh, there's more.
Oh my God. This tops it. This is the icing to the cake. I'm getting my lunch out because I pack my lunch every single day, right? Mm-hmm. I'm getting my lunch out, but there were some things that were in front of my lunch. Some of those things included a carton of eggs. So I'm getting that out. And he goes, wait a minute, we have eggs?
Oh.
The eggs were in the front of the refrigerator for an entire week, Taylor.
Oh, okay. See, now what I have to wonder is, like, has he always been like this and he's just not getting comfortable enough being like, where is it? You know what I mean?
Or he's like relying on his woman. I don't know. Maybe.
Right. Or like maybe it's just a little fit that he's having where he like really can't look hard enough for things. I don't know. But then I think about my parents and how many times my mom is like, did you even look? And there's no ending.
You know how guys have man eyes, right? Sometimes they just don't see what's right in front of them.
They're like, we don't have any bread in the pantry. And you're like, did you look? And they're like, yeah. And then you go and look.
No, you didn't.
It's on the middle shelf, right in front of your face.
I don't know how you missed it because it was right there. Mm-hmm. So I was telling you that I think Neighbor Man has unlocked a new level of neighbor or man eyes.
Neighbor eyes.
Neighbor eyes. And his man eyes are getting insane and they're getting out of hand. And I'm just wondering, is there something that's equivalent that women do that men complain about us? Because like we women complain about man eyes, right? But what is the equivalent that men are complaining about us?
Mm-hmm. Brianna, what would you say?
Yeah, girls can never decide where we want to eat.
Oh, man, you're so right.
How could I forget about
that one? I'm super guilty of that one.
Same. I know that that has driven my dad crazy. Mm-hmm. It drives my boyfriend crazy.
Oh, because you're one of them?
I am normally like, oh, I don't care what we eat. And then he throws out like three different options. And I'm like, eh.
Nah.
Doesn't sound that good.
And then they're like, what do you want? You're like, I mean, I don't care.
Anything sounds good.
Except for those lying. Last three.
Except anything that comes out of your mouth, it doesn't sound good. Sorry about that. Andrew, what would you say?
My thought is more naggy. Like if you haven't taken out the trash or you haven't done dishes or something.
I could see that because I also am that.
Oh, like, 100%.
If I'm like, oh, can you sweep today? And it's been 30 minutes and he hasn't done it. I'm going to be like, hey, have you swept yet? When are you going to sweep? When are we going to get the sweeping done around here?
Or I'm just like, fine, I'll do it myself.
Yeah. Oh, the passive aggressive. It's fine. I'll just do it.
I think after, you know, thinking about it more about it, I think our equivalent to man eyes is us not knowing directions.
Oh,
for the
God.
Life of it. Don't ask me which way is north right now because I couldn't tell you. Or south.
Uh-huh.
West or east. Or any street name. If it's not Blair's Ferry, Collins, or Edgewood, don't ask me. I don't know where 21st Street is. Or 16th Avenue. Okay, I probably know where that one is. But, like, I don't know those street names. So don't be like, oh, yeah, you want to go to so-and-so place on First Street? Where's First Street? Can you give me some more?
Right, yeah.
I don't know directions at all.
Also I'm guilty of that.
That's what I think my man eyes is.
I think my man eyes is like the amount of questions I will ask if we have plans. And I think a lot of women are like this. If you know, like, we're going to a wedding this weekend, I'm going to ask what time it's at, what time we should be there, what time we should leave the place that we're staying. Also, what are you wearing? What's the vibe? What's your friend's girlfriend's wearing?
What's on the menu?
What's on the menu? Should I eat before? Because am I going to like what's on the menu? Like, I will never be stopped. There is nothing more severe as a girl than having a hair meltdown. And I'm not going to lie to you, I had one this morning.
With a curling iron. Happens to me all the
time. Dude, don't even get me started. I can't try anything new with a curling iron because it will end in tears. No curling iron this morning. I feel like on TikTok, I see so many girls doing these cute, like, messy buns, very Pam Anderson, and I don't have long hair like I used to, so I'm, like, still trying to figure out how to make my short hair work in a messy bun. And I was inspired last night because actually my boyfriend was like, hey, can I have a hair tie? He's got long hair and was like wanting it off of his face and his shoulders. And he whipped it into this perfect messy bun. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he made that look really easy. And his hair is shorter than mine. I can make that work. I'm going to do that for work tomorrow. I stood in front of the mirror for like 30 minutes this morning with pain running up my arms.
Oh, because they were
above my head, and I could not get it right. This is a bad bun. I am sporting it, and it's bad.
I liked it. I thought it was cute.
I don't know. Why is it that he, who does not care about having a cute, messy bun, could just do it in 3 seconds on one try. And he was like, yeah, this is good.
That irritates me. I can never get a perfect, messy bun. I also, and I'm rocking today, a claw clip, isn't that what they're called? I can't make my hair look cute in it. I look like there's a rat nest behind me.
I don't think it looks like a rat nest.
But what does it look like? It don't look cute.
Like a rooster tail.
See? It's not cute. Unless you're into roosters. Well, then hello, I'm your girl.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I got excited for a second.
I was going to say, this is going to be intense because you got out of your chair for this one.
Which never happens, by the way. I am parked and I rarely move. However, across the street from us, we have a large tower, right?
It is. The men climbing it?
No. Oh. That's what I got excited about. So it's not our tower, but it is a very tall tower. And anytime anybody's parked outside of it, I'm locked in. I'm nosy. I want to know what's going on over there. Because, you know, these big towers, they're like fenced in, right? They're very like, do not enter.
Yeah.
Danger.
High voltage, blah, blah, blah.
So I'm like, what are they doing over there? But I don't see anybody. It's really, really good day when somebody's climbing the thing.
Because we get excited.
Oh, gosh, it's so much fun. But I don't see anybody up there at the moment. Just know I will be locked in the rest of the afternoon because if somebody's scaling that thing, I'd like to go out and cheer them on.
Would you really?
I don't know. Maybe for a second. You can come do
up
it.
With a cheer. Oh, I thought you were going to come up with a cheer.
Oh, you got power. Climb that tower. That's all I got right now.
That was great.
I'm going to have to work on it.
Let me get my pom poms and you could in my old cheerleading uniform and it'd be perfect.
We will distract them and then we'll make it up the tower. Probably.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe don't you do that.
it's a workshop. Okay.
No matter how hard you try, you can't prevent your pet from getting into something they absolutely shouldn't have gotten into. And we actually want to know, what's the craziest thing your pet has gotten into that they shouldn't have? This morning, happened to me.
It is always the roughest and the most annoying in the morning.
I know. Well, neighbor man had left for work and I left to go to the gym. And I was gone for only an hour, right? Only 1 hour. And I had come back to a disaster, not only in the kitchen, but also in the living room. She had found a carton. We like to have egg whites in the morning. She had found the carton of egg whites. It was empty, but she apparently still wanted the carton.
Uh-huh. It's a toy.
And little Miss Evie got into that, and she tore it up into little pieces everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
All over the kitchen floor, all over the living room floor, and that was not enough for her. So then she found a box, again, empty, so I don't know what she thinks was in there, of like buttered sticks. You know, like butter sticks you have and stuff?
Yeah, to like cook with.
Yeah, but we didn't have any butter in it. It was just an empty box that was sitting in the recycling, or I think it was on top of the cupboard or counter or something. She found it, tore that up to pieces. There was nothing in it.
Weird. She was just striking out.
She was just eating boxes and cardboard or whatever and torn up to pieces.
But she wasn't even eating it. She was just tearing it up so that you could come home and clean it up.
And it was everywhere. When I tell you, I'm probably still going to find pieces like 3 weeks from today.
Is it less annoying if we call it dog confetti? She was making you confetti.
Aw, you know what? That's kind of cute.
You're welcome.
You turn your back for just 2 minutes and there goes something into your pet's mouth that shouldn't have entered into their mouth.
And you really can't get that mad about it because you're like, how did you do that?
You're a little genius. Mm-hmm. And we want to know, what's like the craziest thing your pet has ever gotten into? Could be food, could be like a place that they shouldn't have gotten into.
Mm-hmm. So I have cats right now, obviously, and I feel like cats aren't as food driven as dogs necessarily. I mean, I've had the times where I'm cooking in the kitchen and I turn around and my cat got a lick of my raw chicken. Like that
is my God.
Always just like, really? Okay, sweet. That's awesome. Liked it. Yeah, I'm sure you loved it. My boy cat recently physically has been getting into the fridge. Like willingly. Like anytime I open the fridge, I have to guard it because he gets so excited to just run and jump on the bottom shelf and lay there. I don't know why. I don't know if he's hot. Maybe legs.
Are you, is your, like, why don't you just let him do it? Is your fear you're going to forget about him in there?
Well, I'm like, this is kind of gross. Oh, right?
I think it's cute.
I have food in there that I'm like, I don't need your nasty little paws touching my ingredients and stuff. I don't know. And what if I forget? I have shut him in there before and didn't realize it until he's meowing at me. And I'm like, where's the cat? Oh my God, he's in the fridge. So that's been a recent thing. Otherwise, one of my dogs growing up, I swear he was a genius, and he would get into the craziest foods. Like, we had to baby lock our garbage can because he was that smart and could get into anything he wanted to. But the craziest thing was my sister. It was her fault. It was my older sister's fault. She had a bag of like Tootsie Rolls in her room. He got into it. He unwrapped them and he ate every single one of them, but he ate no wrappers.
He unwrapped them. He ain't got thumbs.
I don't know how he did it. And then he did it again with Reese's peanut butter cups, which, like, you're like, dog shouldn't eat chocolate, right?
Oh, no.
He had a stomach of steel and he was a genius.
Remember a couple minutes ago when I told you that I would love to hear a story about the craziest thing your pet has gotten into, whether it is a cat, a dog, or a pet fish. And you were like, yeah, right. What is a pet fish getting into? Call us and tell us.
Because it sounds crazy, but guess what?
Do we have somebody on the line?
We got somebody on the line. I'm serious. Brittany, what happened?
My fish got into the air.
Oh, no.
It took a leap?
Yep. It sure did. When I came home, he was crusted to the floor.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrifying.
So I guess fish can get into things.
Taylor, wow. You asked for it.
I did. I'm so sorry to bring that up. That's horrible.
So you were like, okay, I highly, highly doubt we can hear from somebody who's got a crazy story about how a pet fish got into something it shouldn't have.
Well, yeah, because most fish are in tanks, right?
And then you were proven wrong.
I was proven wrong earlier.
By a phone call. And then I was like, fine, if you can get proven wrong, let's prove me wrong. I want to hear a crazy story. Like, what's the craziest thing your pet hamster, snake, tarantula, whatever it is, like a different kind of pet has gotten into? Because we've been hearing a lot about cats and dogs.
Yeah.
I want to hear about something else.
Okay.
Like a hamster, tarantula, snake or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we got any phone calls or anybody who can prove or anything like that.
Well, Emily, what do you have?
I had a pet hamster, and when I was like 10 years old, I was trying to get it into its little ball, and he had escaped. And he actually escaped, and I had floor heating vents at the time. And the hamster actually ran under and got stuck under the heating vents. I was crying and screaming for my mom. And after, I think, about 20 minutes of him being under the heating vents, we were finally able to get him out.
So you rescued him?
Yes, thank God we got him out. But it was so hard to catch him, and he would stay under the heaters. I thought he was going to light on fire because I was like 10 years old.
It's always the hamster ball that is the issue. I'm not kidding.
Did you have a hamster?
I did. Did you really? Yeah, I did. I had a dwarf hamster. Her name was Pepper, and I did have a ball, and luckily nothing ever happened, but that was always like the fear because they come apart fairly easily.
Yeah.
They're plastic. They crack like an egg, and that was always my fear, is that Pepper was going to get herself out of the ball and run scurry away. She was tiny. I would never find her again.
No.
It's terrifying. No. Roger, what's the craziest thing your pet has gotten into?
I have three cats. At 4 o'clock in the morning when I first get up, I go out and watch the news. Came up from our basement with a mousetrap full of mice.
The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing. And it dropped it at my feet and said, Dad, what have I've done this great thing.
They're always so proud of themselves, but I would scream, I think.
I hate when they come with, like, an animal like that in their mouth, and you're like,
living or not, I would rather not see
that. Are you proud of me? No, I'm not.
Good for you. Please get it away.
What's the craziest thing your pet has gotten into? Well, I got a text that came in on our text line, and they said, one of my cats likes to go into the bathroom and flush the toilet for fun.
That's odd.
Can you imagine? It's like late at night. You just watched a scary horror movie, and then all of a sudden you hear, whoosh, the toilet flushes, and you're like, dude, the murderer's in the house. No, it's just Lucy the cat.
I'm worried about your water bill. That cat's racking that thing up. Oh my God.
You should probably put that cat in a job.
Seriously, there's maybe a career here. I don't know. Austin, what's the craziest thing your pet has gotten into?
10 pounds of creatine powder and rat poison.
Oh my God. Whoa.
She ate a whole stick of rat poison.
And was fine?
Yep.
Wow. Joke.
She didn't puke. She didn't do anything crazy. It just passed through her and she was fine.
Maybe it was the creatine. She was beefed up. Oh my God. I'm kind of impressed that neighbor man's dog this morning, it sounds like she was trying to make breakfast in the kitchen.
You know what? Now that you say that, there was egg whites and butter. Yeah, she was pretty much just good to go. She just needed a skillet.
So smart and so close to making a full eggs Benedict.
Now I'm just concerned. Does she know how to turn on the gas oven?
Dude, that's next.
Don't you dare say that.
It's crazy what pets can get into because they are smart and they are mischievous. Mm-hmm. And we've been asking you what the craziest thing that your pet has gotten into. Maya, what about you?
So the craziest thing that my dog has gotten into was she got stuck in the toilet.
Been there. Not me. My cat.
What?
My cat has jumped in the toilet when he was a kitten. I don't think it was on purpose. But, you know.
Question, because some people's cats are trained to tinkle in the toilet.
I wish.
Is your cat trained?
No. You know what? I don't know if I actually wish that, because if I walked in on that, I would be slightly disturbed.
I was like, were you training your kitten to use the toilet?
No.
And then they just plopped in instead?
No, I think it was like a misstep, like a whoopsie, and then ended up in the toilet. Not cute, not fun.
Or did they think they were going for a swim?
Perhaps. He hasn't done it since, so I think he learned his lesson.
Yep.
Like that. Aaron, what's the craziest thing your pet got into?
My horse once got a skunk out in the pasture and stomped on it.
Oh, and could you smell it from a mile away?
Oh, hey, he got sprayed in the face and on his fly mask, and so he smelled like skunk for days.
Oh, no.
And then we had to get rid of the dead skunk that he had taken out in the pasture.
Oh, my God.
Who would have thought a horse was so rambunctious?
Yeah, he's gotten a few critters. We've found chickens and a skunk, and he's chased deer. Oh, he just doesn't like to share space.
Me either.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You ever get home after like a long, stressful day and you're just in a bad mood and you're like, I don't know what to do with all this like anger and stress that I'm holding.
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe scream in your pillow and that doesn't help.
Yeah.
Well, there is this girl going viral on TikTok for her anger management hack is what she is calling it. And it's quite interesting. Anybody can do it. I'm sure you've seen like those rage rooms. I've always wanted to go to one.
I have too.
Where you have like a hammer and you smash old cars and break mirrors and glass and stuff like that. She's kind of channeling that type of energy where you can throw stuff because it feels good when you're mad. But obviously, you know, some people don't have them near where they're from or they don't want to ruin their belongings. So what she does is she takes a bowl full of ice cubes and she goes into the bathroom and she chucks them in her bathtub. It's scary.
Oh my God. Does she live in like an apartment or anything? Because I would start thinking somebody is getting murdered out there or something. Oh my God.
Scary. Because at first when I saw this, I was like, oh, that's kind of a good idea. And then I watched her do it and I was like, whoa, I don't know if I would be screaming like that, but maybe it's really therapeutic, I guess.
Are you going to try this?
I don't know if I would throw, I feel like ice cubes at chucking them at your bathtub maybe could do some damage if you're really that angry. But I like the idea of throwing ice because it's the same feeling, I guess, the same outcome as like smashing glass, just not as dangerous. So I could see myself maybe at some point like giving this a try.
It's a no for me, dog.
Why?
I'm not going to do it. That doesn't seem like fun for me. My favorite way.
It's not supposed to be fun.
It's a no. It doesn't sound fun. It doesn't sound like it would. I feel like I just get more angry. because the ice isn't breaking enough, or I just damaged something in the tub, or there went my shampoo bottle, and well, now I put a ding in, like, you know, the shower wall, and that probably would anger me more. I'm gonna stick with what I like to do,
which is
I just go home and I sit in my car for a little bit. That's my favorite thing to do.
And you don't? Do you scream? Do you cry? You just sit.
I just sit there in silence.
As an outsider, I'm going to tell you, I don't think that's working.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I think it's safe to say you and I have said it at least 100 times that you and I will not try something new at the gym because we are terrified we're going to do it wrong. And not like terrified we're going to hurt ourselves, because we don't care about that. It's more like we don't want to do it wrong and then somebody films us and puts it on TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. It's just I don't have it in me to be like, I'm going to walk up to this machine and I'm going to figure out how to use it in front of other people. Maybe if I was by myself, that'd be different. I just don't want to look like the dummy dum-dum of the gym.
Yeah, when there's people in there and they take a break between their set. And of course, they're bored. So they're looking around and they're going to see me looking stupid on whatever machine I'm on. Well, I'm taking, so I've been like, I love doing cardio. That's mostly what I do, but I'm trying to add in like weightlifting. I don't really want to, but I have to. So today was leg day and I was taking it very seriously. And I was like, okay, we're going to try some new machines today, but I didn't want to embarrass myself, but that's what's probably going to happen if you try a new machine. But I found two hacks to not embarrass myself. The first thing is I got onto this one machine. Oh my gosh, I already forgot the name, but let me pull it up because I wrote it down.
Oh,
it was called a hip abduction or something like that.
Hip abduction.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I had never used that before. And I was like, okay, how do I use this? And I was looking at the pictures because, of course, they've got pictures, right? Little examples of how to use the machine on the machine.
Yeah.
I still didn't really understand it. And I was trying to read it and I still didn't understand it.
It's hard. I like the one. I mean, I still would be probably too scared to do it. Some of them have like QR codes that you can scan and there's a little video.
What?
Or you can Google it and watch a video. But I'd do that when I was at home, probably.
That's what I did.
Is
That's
it really?
My hack. So you know what I did is I lowered my my screen level. So like
the brightness.
The brightness. So nobody around me knew what I was doing. I sat on the machine and pretended I was like texting, like, oh my God, bestie, I'm at the gym working on my glutes, right? But really, I was looking up a YouTube video on how the heck I use this machine, and it worked. And then I didn't feel so stupid because the whole time as I'm watching the video, I'm pretending to text the exact same time. So nobody knows I'm watching a video of how to use the machine I'm sitting on.
That is a good idea.
That's what I did.
I haven't done that for a machine. There was one time I had like a workout that was written out, and the way that they phrased something I didn't understand, it was like crunches or whatever it was, and I sat and I like pretended I was on my phone and Googled
how to do it,
YouTube'd a video, because I feel like I have to see it. The pictures don't do it justice.
They don't.
And I don't want to be the one standing there like squinting at it real close like, what? Okay, step one is to grab the cable. I can't do it.
No, 100%. My second hack is that I was like trying out the weights to figure out what weight was like the best weight for each machine. But there was like one point where I was at 40 pounds and I'm like, okay, this is like a little hard, but not hard enough. And if I go, the next level was 55 pounds. And I'm like, whoa, there, Sally, that's going to be too much. I'm like, why is there not 45? So I didn't know how to get like 5 pounds, how to get 5 pounds in there.
Okay.
At my old gym, it was easy. I just had to like hit a little flip and it would add 5 pounds. This new gym, I couldn't figure it out for the life of me. So what I did is I sent a picture to Neighbor Man and I was like, tell me how to add 5 pounds because I'm stupid. And there you go. He was like, oh, all you do is you take that top weight and you add it in. That's my hack. Send a picture to somebody else. See, and again, I pretended like I was texting the whole time.
My luck would be as I would send a picture and they wouldn't get back to me in a timely manner.
Get back to you 3 days
later. I'd just be sitting there texting on the machine.
Today was a weird show, for sure.
But also, I feel like We're all kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
All of our pets have gotten into some really weird things.
Yeah, we're talking today about what's the craziest thing your pet has gotten into. And we got some weird phone calls, some crazy things on our Facebook page. It was nutty.
Well, Jillian, what is the craziest thing that your pet got into?
My dog got in super glue.
Oh, no. What was the aftermath like?
Her lip was almost completely sealed.
I cannot imagine the panic. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know what to do in that situation.
I cry first and then I don't know, call mommy.
Literally that. Cassie, what about you? What's the craziest thing your pet has gotten into?
We had a cat that somehow got up into our ceiling and fell down into the wall. And we had to pop a hole in the wall to rescue the cat when she was a kid.
Could you hear her through the wall?
Yeah, we had to search because she climbed through the attic. And we had to search every room to find her by listening through the wall.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.